You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living symbol for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25. To whom then will you compare me that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This passage begins with God speaking of his power, drawing our attention to the greatness of his might as creator of heaven and earth. When he says, lift up your eyes and see who created these, he's speaking about the stars of the heavens, the planets, all of creation. Who brought them into being? Because he is strong in power, all of this is before our eyes. And so, when Israel says, my way is hidden from the Lord, how can that be? He is God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? He's the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He's a God of great power, but he's a God also whose power is in service to us. A remarkable passage in the Gospel of Matthew. This is Jesus, the Son of God, who is speaking. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus here is talking about our making an exchange. The exchange is the burden of our sins for the yoke of his teaching. The burden of our sins. Psalm 38, verse 4 says, my iniquities have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden too heavy for me. And they are too heavy. Our offenses are too heavy for us. We can't carry them. We can't live with the burden of sin. But Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden on the Lord. Cast the burden of your sin on the Lord, for he cares for you. Jesus reaches out his hands. He beckons, come to me, all who are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. We think of Jesus looking down on Jerusalem, which he knows is to be destroyed soon because they don't respond to him when he's present there. And he says, how often I would have gathered you under my wings as a hen gathers her chicks. I am here to protect you. My power, my greatness, my strength are for you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly in heart. The yoke, in an image that was often used by the rabbis, is the yoke of his teaching, the teaching of Christ. Take that upon me and learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly of heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. My yoke, my teaching, is easy to bear. It's good. It brings life. It's the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who brought all things into being, whose power is now in service to us, to free us from the burden of our sin. He cries out to us, "Come to me. Cast your burden on me. Speak to God." Whatever burden your burden is right now, the sins you've been dealing with recently, or trials or difficulties or sufferings that you're undergoing, come to me, says Christ. Cast your burden upon me. Take upon yourself the burden of my teaching and of discipleship.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.